Nationals taking on the Athletics. Nationals fans excited to say the least. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Joe Ross facing Jed Lowrie.
Runner goes, and the ball's hit to right. Hit well. Goodwin's back. And that baby's gone.
Well, you could almost carbon copy those two swings. One was a swing and miss. This one, Ross misses his spot. And when you yank a fastball, I talk about changeups coming back. This is a fastball that he yanks to the other side of the plate. It ends up middle in. And Lowrie looking to do damage, able to take advantage of it.
Here's Healy checking in. He's batting at 265. And Ross throws, and it's swung on. A drive to deep right center field. And a two-run shot by Healy. And the A's lead the Nationals 4-0.
So Lynn steps up. Curveball is belted to right field. Joyce back, turns around, and it's gone. Three-run homer for Adam Linden, just like that at 6-4. And here's Yonder Alonso.
Swung on, hit high and deep, left center field. Alonso makes a bid, and it will go.
Wow.
Ricky Henderson Field is turning to Muscle Beach for this guy, and the A's extend their lead to 9-4.
Here's Healy.
And the 1-0 swung on, hit hard towards center. Chasing back Taylor. He'll turn. Where will this one go? Off the back wall. And Ryan Healy is 4-for-4 today with two home runs.
Bob Melvin and the Athletics able to come out on top against the Nationals on Saturday as they win 10-4. Here's what Melvin had to say.
Yeah, big day for him. I mean, we've seen him do that. And, you know, not only does he have power, he has power to all fields, can make adjustments. You know, it's been a little bit of a tough time for him at times defensively, but then ends up making a great tag on what ends up being a huge out at third base on the replay. So he's a tough-minded kid and got a lot of ability, but still kind of new at the big league level and still developing, but boy, he can really hit. Yeah, against a team like that, it's important because you never really feel like you have a comfortable lead against them. You know, and we're potentially one guy from getting our closer in a game, you know, at the end there. So you got to keep grinding on those guys. And, you know, once you get into the bullpen, you got to do a little bit of damage to try to create some length. And we did that offensively. He's probably been the most consistent bat for us all year. That's why he's hitting in the three spot. He gets big hits. You know, power numbers are up this year. You always get your matchup with him as a switch hitter. So he's been really consistent for us and performing really well, probably better than ever defensively too. You know what? You got to win a game first. Unfortunately, the guy that came up just hit a three-run homer off him, and I just couldn't take that chance. Yes, I would have loved to have got him five innings and gotten him a win, but you have to put the team first. And I thought with Lean coming out, that might be a dicey one, especially after a four-pitch walk right before it.
Joe Ross gets the loss, three innings, six earned runs on six hits. Oakland's 10 runs are a team record so far this year. Their four home runs this game tie a season high. The series wraps up on Sunday. Tanner Roark will take the hill for the Nationals. He'll square off against the Athletics' Sonny Gray.